This is Rocky Flats. You are listening to KGLR, greenlightradio.com, 95.3 FM in the Boulder area. I am sitting here and I'm talking with, and what is your name again?
Jay.
Jay, and you are a member of the band Dirtfoot, correct?
That's correct.
Now, tell me, Jay, tell me a little bit about Dirtfoot. I'm actually not familiar too much with the band. I did check out some of the sounds that you guys have. Definitely enjoyed that. And I know you guys got a show coming up, but tell me more about the band and where it was formed, what its inspirations, and maybe if you could describe the sound a bit for the people.
Well, sure. Dirtfoot is, we're from Shreveport, Louisiana, and it was formed after a tornado took out the singer's house, and I was a neighbor just walking by and looking at his, you know, met the guy, you know, after his home had been destroyed, and we became friends and discovered we're both musicians, and the band just kind of got going from there. Our music is influenced by we're six different guys, all with different you know, styles and different tastes and flavors, and we have you know, all of our backgrounds basically you know, meld into this really bizarre style. It starts from Matt. He's the main songwriter. He's from West Texas, and you know, has a real love of noise music. And then, you know, the rest of us all, you know, we grew up with different training and different styles. And anyhow, when it comes down to it, it's just we call it gypsy punk country grumble boogie. It's a very unusual blend. It's all about shaking your tail and having a good time when you're there.
Nice. That's an interesting category to label it with. I like that. So tell me, how many members are in the band?
There's six guys in the group. We are there's a guitar, banjo, saxophone, upright bass, drums, and percussion player.
Nice. Now, do you guys have an actual recorded album out there, or are you guys just sort of have?
Yeah, we've released two records, both of them self-released. The first one was Entertain Me back in 06. We released an album called Bone Sessions at the end of 08. We've been recording, we just recently recorded a live album at a local prison here in Louisiana called Wade Correctional. Kind of a Folsom type thing, you know, and in the process we recorded a DVD of the performance and actual music video that's going along with it. So all that's going to be rolling out here probably in April. And then we're also working on a studio record right now that we're hoping that'll be done by the end of this year. So, you know, just a DIY band. We just recently hired management companies and booking agents and all that kind of stuff to take some of that load off of us.
Sure.
But as far as it goes, we're out there just making it happen ourselves.
So you guys produced and recorded and did all that work yourself for
yeah.
the CDs? Nice.
Yeah, the first record we recorded ourselves in Shreveport at a local place, and had a really great engineer named Steve Sullivan who mixed it down for us. The second record we actually did over in Dallas. We recorded it at a place called Bass Propulsion Laboratories, and a guy named Chris Bell was our main engineer, and he's worked with the Eagles and Erykah Badu just a ton of names, and was a real cool cat to work with. This next project, there's the Blade brothers, Brady Blade and Brian Blade. They're both professional drummers. Brady is one of the friends on Dave Matthews and Friends. They're starting up a studio here locally, and we may end up recording our next record with these guys. It'll be a full production deal as well. But, trying to figure out all the... That's actually what we're doing right now, is kind of laying out the game plan for, you know, the end of the year right now.
Right, right. Now, you guys have an appearance coming up in, I believe it's Denver on January 21st. Is that correct?
Let's see. We're going to be in Denver. We're going to be in Fort Collins at Aggie Theater on January the 28th.
Ah.
Okay. Opening up for the Rev Heat. And then we're going to be at the Bluebird Theater on the 29th and 30th, also with the Reverend Horton Heat.
Right, that's the one I saw with the Reverend. That's awesome. Now, have you played with the Reverend before?
Yeah, we have. We played two shows with him. We played in Wichita with him once and Kansas City with him. And so whenever this tour became available, they contacted us and see if we wanted to do it. You know, a bunch of crazy Southern boys from Louisiana. We don't know anything about snow, man. I mean, we literally got locked in Paris, Texas, on the way home from Wichita this last weekend with that crazy ice storm that blew through there.
Yep, yep.
So we don't know anything about snow. We're all scared to death of coming up there.
Well, you're about to see a lot of it.
Yeah, we're gonna deal with it. We'll figure it out one way or another.
That's good. Now this is a question we actually ask every musician that we interview. How do you feel about music piracy and pirating music off the internet? What is your opinion on that?
Well, I mean, I think it would be I think it's a double-edged sword. I think it's one of those deals where, yeah, it does affect your pocketbook, but at the same time, your music's getting out there, you know, and people are hearing it. And I think that what's going to happen, the future of the music industry, it's going to get to the point where the actual recorded album, the recorded music, is going to be so cheap and so, you know, it's going to be so easily accessible through the internet, through whatever it might be, that I think that a lot of artists are going to end up having to go back to being on the road to make their living, you know.
Right.
Actually getting out there and touring. I think that the days of making a lot of money on records and record sales is starting to die. And simply because of things like the internet. And I think it's one of those things that, you know, it'd be great if you could lock it down and stop it, but, you know, every time you figure out how to, you know, to close up one system, some guy figures out how to hack another, you know. So it just, I don't know. I think that, you know, like I said, we've always been a big proponent of tapers. We have guys that come to our shows and tape all of our gigs and, like when we play festivals and those kind of things. And you'll find those up on, like, the archive.org sites and those places.
Right.
And we've always been a big proponent of that, you know, just because it does help spread the word. So, I don't know. I think it, you know, in the short run, it does affect your pocketbook, but I don't know. I think in the long run, it does kind of help get your name out.
Sure. Now, on that same note, we actually talk to people a lot about pirate radio. We are actually a pirate radio station out of Boulder, Colorado, Uncensored Radio. What are your opinions about community, underground, and uncensored radio in local communities?
That's the way to go. I mean, that's how we pretty much got our start. I mean, it was the whole underground scene, playing in somebody's basement. If you couldn't advertise the shows because the cops would show up and... You know, we've had a lot of support from radio, you know, internet radio across the country, you know, different, you know, stations like yourself that have helped get the word out, because, you know, the corporate radio is just what it is. It's owned by the labels that still own everything. It's owned by those companies, and, you know, that's why you see some of the artists that you see at the top of the list right now. You know, but. Yeah, I mean, I think that the truly organic, a lot of the newer sounds, the stuff that's really on the edge, you're finding it in the pirate media.
Right. Okay, now, do you guys have any collaborations or other tours down the road or other albums? I mean, you did mention the one album you're working on now, but do you have any future projects that you're planning on down the road?
Yeah, we're in talks with a few different groups as far as going on the road, doing some more support spots. I know that we have our Midwest America tour, that leg of it's going to start up in the spring through the summer, you know, through the kind of the whole festival circuit, you know.
Sure.
So we'll definitely be out there. I mean, one of the things that we're always trying to do new stuff. We have a lot of friends in the film industry here in Shreveport. You know, after Katrina, all the film guys moved up north to Shreveport, where we're from, and we've made a lot of friends, and, you know, they were the ones that helped us produce, you know, put this video together that we're going to be releasing soon. We'll be doing future collaborations with them. I know that we've, as far as the group itself, I mean, a few of us have gone out and recorded with other people, and those kind of things are always happening. Isabel Campbell, from Belle and Sebastian, we've done some work with her. We've jammed a few times with Victoria Williams. So, you know, there's always things in the works. But Yeah, we'll definitely be out there on the road with some other groups. I know there's, I can't name any names yet because everything's still waiting on final approvals. But there are some pretty cool cats that we hopefully will be on the road with by the end of the year.
Nice. I'm about wrapped up with my questions here. I am curious though, when was it that you decided to actually get out on the road and be an actual band? I mean, I know a lot of musicians actually get together and they play and jam. When was it that you guys decided that you wanted to, like, really push out there as a living?
Well, I'd say as far as it kind of happened organically. We started getting offers from, towns that are kind of close, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And so we started running off to Hot Springs and Dallas and Jackson and, New Orleans, and doing just, little overnight jaunts. And then it slowly became, well, if we're going to go out, we might as well make a few night run at least. So we started doing our own little kind of circuits and, weekend warrior type thing.
Right.
And, it got to the point where really as far as the true let's do this, it was about a year ago. We said, we're killing our cars, we're making some money, we're definitely moving forward. Let's go ahead and do this for real. And we bought a van, bought a trailer, put the company together, all that stuff that you have to do.
Sure.
And started really focusing. I mean, we did a 20-day run back in April for the help and promote the Wakarusa Music Festival. We ran up to New York City, and filmed a TV show out there. It's actually streaming online right now at the website called GroovableFeast.com. It's on Facebook, and Richard Julian is a host. We played at the Living Room there. It was really cool. So we've been doing a lot of running all over the place. And like I said, bringing the management group and the booking guys into the picture, which we've done recently, that's just the part of the continued, growth that we want to see. The real hope for us is that we will be full-time touring and, really out there, making that living that we want to make, or being able to support ourselves, really. And the last part of what I was going to say is, we like being on the road. I mean, we like playing. We like pulling into that new venue or that place that we've seen a few times, and just the process, playing the music and making the friends, and because it is really a good time. It's enjoyable. We're all, there's six guys in a group. It's hard to keep six guys motivated, but one of the things that works for us is the fact that everywhere we go, the people keep us motivated, and it keeps us wanting to push farther and go farther out and do more and more. So, like I said, that's part of what this Colorado run is for us, is getting out there and just, going to new places and, playing some cool venues and, of course, getting to play with the Rivport Heat, That's just, you can't pass that up,
right.
That opportunity. So, and hopefully we'll be back out y'all's way, soon thereafter.
Nice. Now, what can fans do or potential fans do to find out more about you? What are the websites? What are different ways they can get in touch with you or find out about your music?
Right on. The main stop is dirtfoot.com and dirtfoot.com. We have links from there to all of the other, the Facebooks and the MySpaces and the whatever you might be into. We're on iTunes, we're on Rhapsody, we're on all the different the players out there. Of course, like I said, just hit the website up. While you're on there, sign up on our guest list, and we send out lots of, notices on where we're going to be and where we're going to be coming to, and make a post on our blog. If just whatever you're into, we definitely look forward to people coming to the site, leaving their comments, and like I said, we're active Twitter guys and Facebook guys and all that. So whatever floats your boat, we're there.
Okay. So you heard that, fans, get out there and check them out. That's Dirtfoot. I wanted to thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you.